My name is Samreen. I am 43 years old. Today is Thursday, May 7th, 2020, and I'm speaking with Ella, who is my daughter. We are recording this interview in Long Island, New York. Ella, how have you been feeling since the coronavirus was first mentioned on the news and other social media platforms?
Initially, I didn't think much of the virus, but I knew that the problem existed in the world. Later on, when I heard some of my friends in school talk about it, I knew that it was becoming a problem. I just didn't think of the extremity of the problem. And once the virus shifted to news channels and online articles and other social media platforms, including Instagram, Twitter, etc., I knew that it was going to become a very serious issue. I was hearing that it was spreading to other countries like Italy and Spain. And then when the president and governor began speaking, I was worried, especially since we didn't know the virus. We didn't know its toxicity levels, its extremity, how contagious it was. And I just know that after this situation, I learned that uncertainty brings fear.
Did you find yourself researching about this novel virus more and more as it was becoming more exposed in the media, online, and to any other sources?
As time went on, I have begun researching more and more. I learned more about the virus itself and that it was spreading at a really fast rate between people, from person to person, and from country to country. And I think even just researching about the problem, I was becoming more nervous.
Was that bringing your anxiety level really high? Were you able to cope with it in a good way?
I don't think my anxiety levels have been this high. I think that such an unusual situation would bring anyone's anxiety levels to such a high point. And that's exactly what it did for me. I just never thought that I would become this nervous about a virus, an outbreak.
And so I'm sure you probably had conversations with your friends and family about this as it was progressing?
Yeah, I've contacted some of my friends online, and I've been speaking with my family members, and yeah, the people who surround me, the people I speak to the most, they've also become nervous for the same reason as me. Like I said before, uncertainty brings a lot of fear, especially during this situation. You know, we have to combat a virus that we have no clue about. We don't have that much research on it. So it definitely brings fear for almost everyone.
And Ella, what were your first thoughts when you heard the virus had reached the United States of America?
When the virus reached the United States, I was very shocked. I was dumbfounded. I was at a loss of words. Like I said before, we didn't know how fast this virus could spread because we did not have that much information on the virus. So I think the fact that it spread all the way to the United States is astonishing. I was also more fearful because when an issue like this moves from the news to a physical location like our country, the problem becomes a reality and something that we have to endure. It's not something that we can just witness on the news and the media. It's something that we have to experience and fight against. And also, at first, when it arrived at the United States, it didn't affect New York. It first affected Washington. So I was a little relieved, but when I heard that it was spreading nationwide very quickly, I was becoming more and more nervous, as well as the people around me and everyone I've spoken to.
So what were your thoughts about the virus coming to the United States? Did you think it would come here? Did you think it would spread so fast?
Well, there were people in Wuhan, China, which was where the virus originated, who tried to speak out about the virus and try to warn everyone around the world about what was happening. Unfortunately, they were being silenced, so we were not obtaining that much information from them. But when the virus was rapidly spreading to other countries like Italy, for instance, who suffered a great loss from the virus, they were trying to warn the United States that this virus is very extreme and that we need to take extra measures and precautions to keep ourselves safe. And people in Italy were just tweeting and trying to warn the United States, and that's how we received our information on the virus, and that's how we knew that it would enter the United States.
And what were they saying? What was going on in Italy?
They were saying that a lot of people were dying and that it would spread at a really rapid rate, and their health system was suffering, and that the same problems could occur in the United States if we did not do anything about it.
So we were being warned. Was that the time when you started becoming more alert as to the virus?
I was definitely becoming more alert about the virus as we were receiving information from countries like Italy. And that's also when my anxiety spiked, because mm-hmm. I was hearing stories about people from Italy. Countries like Italy were definitely warning the United States.
So once you were becoming more aware of the coronavirus, were you sharing this information with your family, friends, teachers, and others that you had a relationship with once you were getting the information from Italy and other countries?
Yeah, once I was receiving information from other countries and online, I began spreading this information. I think it's important that everyone knows what a problem like this can cause. And so I was speaking with my friends about it, and they were nervous that it would become a really big deal and that it would affect their own lives. I was speaking with family members. I was spreading this information to them just so that they can take extra measures and precautions to be safe. And the coronavirus has become a major topic of discussion in some of my classes, including my health class and my social studies class. We didn't know that much information about it, but conversation began to spark once we started becoming more aware.
Okay, so when the president declared a national emergency and when we were ordered to stay inside our homes, how did you feel?
I think that having never experienced an unusual situation like this, I was in complete awe, especially because I've never lived through a time when this was done. I've never experienced this at all. Mm-hmm. And so when we were ordered to stay inside our homes, I was extremely shocked. I thought about everything that it can affect and what my life revolves around, including schooling, going outside, hanging out with friends, and doing other activities. And it just so happened that we were getting renovations done and construction for our house, mm-hmm. But we had to rent another house, so we moved locations. But throughout this time, it was ordered that construction be stopped, and so all of our personal belongings are in storage, and we're living in a different location. So I feel as though it has really affected. I feel as though the order has really affected the way I live along with my family.
So you moved during this pandemic before the national emergency was announced?
Yes, we moved right before the national emergency was announced. We moved before we even had a lot of knowledge about the situation. And so it was a complete shock to my entire family and I.
Okay. Has the coronavirus outbreak affected you psychologically since being advised to stay indoors?
The coronavirus outbreak has definitely impacted me psychologically. I began losing track of the days. I have no clue what the dates are, and sometimes I don't even know what time it is. And I think that it even messed up my internal biological clock. My sleep schedule has changed, and my eating patterns and everything. And I also think that when being told to stay inside, that means a lack of vitamin D and serotonin, which can definitely affect my psychological health. It makes me more gloomy, and it does not help my anxiety levels, which are high during this time. And not being able to go outside means that I would have less time to be able to do physical activity and get fresh air. So yeah, it definitely affects my mental health. And it also means I'll have less social interaction in person with some of my friends and other people. So I think that the psychological impact it has on me affects my personal life in a lot of aspects in regards to socializing, physical activity, and my mental health.
So I know this was having a psychological impact on you, but what would you do to keep you motivated during this difficult time?
Like I said before, I wasn't getting enough fresh air because of my lack of physical activity. So I decided that I can go for walks outside as long as I'm keeping myself safe and everyone else safe by wearing face masks and just maintaining social distance, 6 feet distance from everyone. But I also knew that during a time like this, I had to endure and stay strong for myself and my family. And I could not let it get in the way of my daily life, my normal routine, which includes learning from school. And so I'm definitely working hard in school because I am in 11th grade, and I know that the college process is a big deal, and so I've been working really hard to be able to fulfill my duties in order to get into a college. And yeah, I've just been trying to go along with the process and just fighting against the virus.
And trying to do what you can do during this time, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you find that during this difficult time, you were having mood swings, you were withdrawing or lashing out at others? Did you find that happening to you psychologically?
I knew that my emotions were fluctuating during this time. At times, I would be frustrated. At other times, I would feel apathetic and callous. But especially after watching the news and hearing about the deaths and the increase of cases, especially in New York, I tried to isolate myself, and I think I tried to make myself forget about it, but I knew that staying indoors definitely had a huge psychological effect on me, as my moods were changing constantly. What made me feel especially apprehensive and frustrated at the same time was hearing the sirens outside, knowing that people were getting the coronavirus and that there was a high risk of dying from it. And I think that made me especially nervous because I didn't want it affecting the people I know. So, and those, hearing it right outside my window is really nerve-wracking.
Those sirens, you're referring to the ambulance?
Yeah, I'm referring to the ambulance, police cars, and yeah, I think that just hearing the noise really affected me because I knew that it was happening right outside my house, and that it was just so close, and it can affect the people really close to me.
It must have been nerve-wracking.
There's also a hospital maybe 3 to 4 minutes away from my house, and just knowing that there are people in there suffering from the coronavirus is very upsetting because it's right there, and I'm constantly hearing the sirens of ambulances and emergency vehicles just driving people there.
So how has staying at home affected the way you learn in regards to your schooling?
We've been using an online method of schooling called remote learning. And it did take some time to adjust to. In school, we do commonly use technology, but since we are at home, every aspect of learning is through a laptop, an iPad, or a smartphone. We've even began using new apps like Zoom to communicate with our teachers and classmates, especially since we can't see them in person. I've also experienced a change in my normal school schedule because we are learning in our homes, and a lot of my teachers are teaching in their own homes, and due to different circumstances such as having children, a lot of my classes, which typically take place in the morning, have been switched to a night class, and so my entire school schedule has changed, and everything I learn is through a technological device. And I also realize that the learning environment is very different, especially since I'm not physically in a school and I'm supposed to be learning in my own house. So it feels very different.
Did you find there to be a significant transition from working in school to working at home?
There were definitely some differences. In school, you definitely get that learning environment, that learning space, and you have your classmates and the teacher right there, so you know you can actively participate in class. Whereas at home, you're trying to contact your teachers or your classmates through online websites such as Zoom and other apps. But there are also some similarities or some things that haven't changed. My school uses iPads and a lot of technology as a way to learn. And because that's what we have been doing in remote learning, it wasn't too difficult to adjust to because I've always used my iPad for schoolwork. We're constantly using Google Classroom, Google Drive, and we do contact our teachers through those apps and websites. So it wasn't that much of a change, or it wasn't that hard to adjust to.
So were there any classes that you found it difficult for you to partake in during this pandemic and while you were working at home?
There are a few classes that are really different since remote learning, such as my physical education class, because that involves physical movement and being in the class to actively engage yourself. But because we are at home, it's very different. And now for that class, we have online assignments where we do our workouts at home alone. One other class that's very different is my piano class. Usually you would be taught how to play the piano by your teacher along with your classmates, but because we are at home, that opportunity is kind of taken away. One other class is my college law class, where we're constantly debating with other students, and because that's not possible, it's very hard to actively participate in that class. Also, what I learned from remote learning is that not being around your peers or classmates affected my motivation to do my work. I feel as though that when I'm around people who I can socialize with in terms of my assignments and work, it becomes easier when they're around, but because they aren't, it's definitely much harder to get my work done.
As a student, Ella, have you been able to manage remote learning and the stress of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, the shutdown of school was very abrupt, so I knew I had to strategize quickly what I was going to do to balance the two, my schoolwork and the stress of the coronavirus. So I set a schedule for myself, a plan, and that consisted of completing assignments in intervals so that I can cope with my anxiety of the virus by going on short walks or reading or doing other activities that can relax my mind. I also knew that education is important and it's essential for me to succeed and go on with my life, and I knew that's exactly what I had to do with the coronavirus. I had to move on. So I think that being able to advance my learning and education during this time, I also found myself coping with the virus. For me, my work and assignments was a sanctuary. So I think that balancing out the two was an important step for me to continue on with my own life.
How was this a sanctuary for you, your schoolwork?
My schoolwork was a sanctuary for me because I saw that it distracted myself from the stress of the virus and the news and online articles. And yeah, I just thought that it was an activity that I needed in order to just move on.
To distract you from all of the pandemic news.
Yes.
And what's going on.
I also learned that managing my remote learning made me take responsibility for my assignments and the work for the classes I'm taking because I am at home. And so I need to make sure that I'm on top of my classes and on top of my work in order to succeed, especially because I'll be going through the college process, as I've mentioned before, and in order to excel in the future in college, which is a year from now, I need to be able to take accountability for my own actions. And I think that this situation allowed me to grow as a person by learning to take responsibility.
So what challenges are you currently facing as an 11th grader in high school as a result of the coronavirus?
Well, 11th grade is an important year, if not the most important year of high school when it comes to applying for colleges. And because of the coronavirus pandemic, I missed out on many activities related to the college process. For instance, many of the SAT registration dates have been canceled. I applied for the March registration date, that was canceled. The May one was canceled, the June one was canceled, and the standardized test is such an important factor and it plays such a huge role when applying for college. And my AP exams have also been affected. They're now online. And I also missed the opportunity to meet my teachers in person for extra help sessions relating to the AP exams. Also, I applied for an internship opportunity in the summer, which is possibly jeopardized due to the coronavirus. And I was really hoping that I'll be able to attend it, but because of this outbreak, it may not even be possible. And in regards to school, there have been a cancellation of many club meetings and fundraisers that I planned on participating in. And so I feel as though a lot of the events that I planned on becoming a part of have been canceled due to the coronavirus.
So what have you been doing to overcome these challenges?
Well, as I mentioned, the college process is going to be impacted heavily. So I decided to attend online virtual tour sessions for the colleges since we're no longer able to tour them in person. And I found those to be really helpful. And I also wanted to show my interest in the colleges. And I know a lot of them have become test optional, where the SAT is not a requirement. And so I think we're all just working together as a community, as a society, to help each other out and hopefully overcome the coronavirus, overcome this problem that we're facing.
Right, and so we're all understanding each other. Ella, how has the virus impacted your personal life in relation to socializing and performing other daily activities?
Well, my social interaction with a lot of people, including my friends, is very limited. Normally, we would go to the library with each other and study. We would visit parks. We would go to Manhattan, which is where we would have fun with each other. But because we're being told to stay inside our homes and we can't see each other, we've been interacting through online apps and websites such as FaceTime and Zoom. And even these small social interactions and conversations help us cope with the stress of COVID-19. In terms of my other activities, I've been unable to do many things, including going to the gym, which is something I normally do, eating at restaurants, taking walks in parks, going to my local community pool, which have all been shut down by the government in fear of the spread of the coronavirus. So I switched to doing many indoor activities, because the virus forced me to alter my normal activities. Like I said before, reading and painting and drawing. I had to switch my normal routine to something else.
So do you miss being with your friends as far as being with them physically, like together, face to face, as opposed to it is virtually online?
I really do miss them. I think that I even think that I've become more dull as a person without seeing them in person. You know, in when we're with each other physically, we enjoy each other's company rather than just FaceTiming or seeing each other through a camera or a screen. We had so many plans to do fun activities and to just go out to the mall or to Manhattan, but because of the orders of the government, we haven't been able to do that. And I think even just not being with my friends has caused me to become more upset and annoyed from the virus and, like I said, dull.
What guidelines have you been following to steer clear of the virus when going outside for essential shopping or walks?
I've been taking a lot of extra precautions as advised by the CDC, including constantly washing my hands for 20 seconds and using hand sanitizer on everything I touch because of the spread of germs. I also wear face masks and gloves when going out in public for walks or essential shopping. I'm also making sure I'm maintaining a 6 feet distance from everyone that's around me. Now we call that social distancing. And even though these measures don't guarantee me, guarantee that I am not going to get the virus, they do help. Like I said, they're coming from the CDC and it's recommended. And so I'm trying to take every step I can to prevent getting the virus and spreading it. And I find these measures to be very important.
So do you find all these guidelines necessary for this pandemic?
Of course I find these guidelines necessary. Doing simple steps like these can save someone's life. You know, on the news I've been seeing the number of cases going up and the number of deaths increasing, and those can be caused by people not following these measures. And I've even seen people outside not following these guidelines, and I've seen a lot of protests on the news of people who feel that their rights have been taken away because we have to maintain the social distancing or wearing face masks and gloves. But I think that a human life is worth a lot more than saying that your right has been taken away because you're being forced to do that. I think that we can just save a lot more lives by following these simple steps.
So do you find that these necessary steps or guidelines will be permanent for the rest of our lives?
I don't think that it'll be permanent. I think that we will definitely be having to follow these guidelines for quite a bit of time, even after the virus has decreased in terms of numbers of cases and deaths. But I think that once the FDA approves of a vaccine, we will definitely be reaching, hopefully, a state of normalcy once again. And I think that gradually we will begin returning back to the lives we lived. I think it will definitely take a few months, but I don't think this is a permanent change.
How different does society appear whenever you do go outside nowadays in comparison to how it looked 4 months ago?
I never thought the world would be like this. It is very unusual. I see almost everyone with face masks on, gloves, extreme protective gear, and it's become the new normal. Even when I've been in public, I've witnessed people getting into tussles and arguments because others aren't social distancing. They're not maintaining the 6 feet. And I think that this virus affects everyone nationwide. The scale of the virus is enormous. And so I think that everyone is being impacted. But I think especially New York, New York in particular is very different because Manhattan is the city that never sleeps. But seeing it so empty is just something I thought I would never be able to witness in my life. And I think that in general, just seeing people with face masks on, it just makes it seem like we're living such robotic lives. And you just can't see their facial expression. It's just very odd. And being out in public, whenever I do go in public, sometimes you just want to hug like a family member or someone that you see outside, whether it's a friend, but you can't do that anymore because of fear of the virus spreading.
So what have you noticed about yourself when you are outside or in shops or stores?
Well, I noticed that my actions have changed a lot since the coronavirus. Whenever I'm in the grocery store and I'm walking in the same aisle as someone else, sometimes I just have to go to another aisle, even if the item I want is in the aisle that the other person's in. I find myself avoiding everyone in the stores and just in public, and it is very strange. And when I come back home, I also have to clean out my groceries and disinfect the bags and wipe everything down. And same thing goes for the packages that we get delivered. We're always just sanitizing the things that we're getting, and it's a whole new norm. Sometimes it makes me wonder if I'm being paranoid or if I'm doing the right thing by taking the extra precaution and being safe. But I'm hoping that very soon things return to normal and we won't have to suffer something like this again.
Ella, are you concerned for any loved ones getting the virus?
I am concerned for some of the people I know, including my grandmother, who has an underlying problem such as she has breast cancer. And my father, who had a hemorrhagic stroke and recently had surgery for it. And on the news and online, I learned that people with underlying diseases or problems are more likely to get the disease. And I'm just fearful for them, and I'm just scared that it's going to spread to them, especially because a lot of people can be asymptomatic. They don't even know they have the disease, but it can easily spread. And I think that's what makes me really nervous. And this is the reason I take all these extra measures to make sure that the groceries are clean, that my packages are disinfected, that I'm wearing gloves, face masks, and everything that I do.
So what have you been doing to distract yourself from the gloominess that hovers over us during this uncertain time?
Well, I've been trying to keep myself busy with simple activities like short walks, reading, playing board games with my family, watching TV shows and movies. I also like observing the little things people are doing to support the frontline workers. As I've been taking walks, I've come across many signs, posters, decorations, chalk art, that are supporting them. It's especially heartwarming to see communities appreciate what doctors, police officers, and firefighters are doing to keep people safe, because they're not just helping people, but they're also sacrificing their own lives. I even went to the city with my family to cheer on the healthcare workers. There were a lot of service vehicles that were honking their horns and sirens to cheer them on, and I just thought that moment was very heartwarming. And it's moments like these and acts of bravery from the frontline workers and essential workers that bring a glimmer of hope that We will one day endure the suffering and go back to normal.
Who do you admire during this pandemic?
I think that the doctors, the nurses, the EMTs who are putting themselves out there on the front line to save people, to save people's lives from the coronavirus, I think they're amazing for doing what they're doing because they're sacrificing themselves. And they're witnessing a lot of people die as a result of the coronavirus, and it can affect them psychologically, but the fact that they're putting themselves out there to save people is very important. And I think that police officers and firefighters who are enforcing the law and like saving people from fires or any other situation, I think they're also putting themselves on the front line by going out in public and saving people and helping people. And I think that the grocery workers and other workers who are working in stores, I think they're risking their own life by allowing people to buy items that they need, like food. And so I think that all the essential workers are my hero because they're making sure that everyone is getting what they need, and everyone's getting what they need for in terms of food and being safe and enforcing the law. I think that they're all important, especially during a time like this.
Ella, how has this pandemic shaped you as a person?
This pandemic shaped me as a person because by making me realize that I need to consider and think about others. And I realized that I did this by wearing face masks and gloves and hand sanitizing to protect others, not just myself. And I think with that, I learned that uniting and working together as a community is such an important task, and it was essential for us to fight this virus. And it's about we, not I, and that's something that I found really important during this time. Many of us are risking our lives in order to keep humanity alive, especially the essential workers, and I found that supporting them is such an essential thing to do, especially because they can get the virus, but they're trying to save many lives. It's times like these when you see the good and bad in people, and so I want to be responsible by looking out for others and considering the choices I make. It's my choice to go outside with a face mask, and so doing that, I could save a life. And it's in desperate times like these where we must take the action needed to help each other by coming together as a community and winning this war against the virus. It's only possible to fully endure and fight this virus if we're united as a community.